Good morning, MGTOW men. I really sort of got a good close look up. Oh, not a close look at a fucking cuck yesterday. You know, and it wasn't just an issue, it was a whole composition of issues. It was a composite of a whole heap of issues. You know? A man was taking his son out camping. And, of course, the wife is, you know, 6 feet behind them, you know, dutifully ringing him several times a day on the mobile phone to make sure that they didn't get lost between walking from the car to the picnic table, you know. But the father's taking his son out camping, and well, that's good. And then the first thing that they say is that the ABC television had one of their cars and staff, you know, driving through the car park, you know. And he goes, oh, there's the ABC. Ah, how nice. Ah, I'll get to talk to them. Ah, you know. And I thought, well, you know, he's not rabidly foaming at the mouth and throwing rocks at the car and trying to break all their windows and drag them out and beat them up for being the lying fucking cunts that they are, you know. That's one red flag. And this man, you know, with his wife in tow 6 feet behind him on the bloody mobile phone, you know, you know, he's become quite attached to the slow cooker. That's like a great big pot that's, say, 6 or 7 litres, you know what I mean, and it's got like a little 250 watt element in it, and you can put, like, you know, you can put a whole heap of fucking hot water in it, you know, if you're smart. Then you know, you put your meat and your veggies and all this other sort of shit and turn it on, and by, you know, that's in the morning. By the time you get home from work in the evening, your meal's cooked and ready to serve, you know. And you don't die of fucking botulism from the bloody slow heat up process, you know. And that's why you put hot water into them, you know, preheat them, warm water then hot water, you know. And so what this fucking stupid cunt did is, like, okay, what happens is, if I go camping, I think just for the speed and the efficiency and all this sort of stuff, I take those little portable, lightweight, biscuit tin type camping stoves and a few cylinders of, you know, hairspray type cylinders of butane, you know, because you can fire them up, you know, and I don't do well around smoke. You know, I don't mind lighting a fire, but I'd rather sort of just stay out of the smoke and not inhale it, you know. But you can light up a fucking, you can cook up a meal almost anywhere, and you don't have to worry about being in strong winds and finding sheltered positions and looking for firewood and shit like that. You can just pull up anywhere, cook up a meal, and away you go, you know. So I carry one of those little stoves, and I also carry one of those, a little sort of backup supply of fuel canisters. Butane, and it's light, it's very portable, you know, and that, and a proportionally sized aluminium pot with a sort of ceramic sort of coating on the inside that still needs, you know, use of plastic or nylon or wooden spatula in. And you know, that's very small, it's very portable, it's very light, you know. And this guy, what he did, right, you know, they left the car behind with the solar, big solar panel on it, charging up the fucking, they had this food, you know, that they got from a restaurant, you know, and apparently it was donated or something, you know, which was just a whole heap of rice with, you know, curry sort of stuff in it, you know. And I looked at that and I thought, I'm not really impressed by that, you know. It's not as fucking good, nowhere near as good as what I can cook, you know. And I looked at this man and I thought, you know, he's not bothering to get the food, you know. And the guy's a neurotic because he's got the fucking food, he's got the camp, the portable fridge freezer thing, you know, that runs, you know, out of the cigarette lighter thing in the car type stuff. But he's got it set on high all night, so it's running the food down to minus 18 degrees centigrade. You know? And, you know, it's like, you know, if it's freshly cooked, you just need it cold, and it's going to be eaten the next day, you just need it cold, you know? You don't need it fucking, you know, so it doesn't sit in the car and heat up, you know? It's like a car's a little bit of a solar oven. So, you know, you just need it cool, you know, refrigerated, not, you know, like 5 degrees centigrade and below. It'll keep for a couple of days, you know. But he's run it right down to, I think, minus 15 or minus 18 degrees centigrade, so it's deep frozen, you know. And I'm thinking, you're a fucking idiot, you know. And he brings in the food, he brings in his, like this man and his son, they got backpacks on, so what this fucking retarded cunt is doing, back in a sec, is bringing, like, it's, I don't know, maybe a 6 or 8 litre slow cooker, you know, the sort of semi-plastic sort of thing with a ceramic sort of pot inside it, you know, because it's been chipped and it's broken off a big fucking chunk out of the top edge, you know. And so he's got that. It's a 240 volt device. And what he's also bought, you know, is a lithium, I don't know what sort of lithium it is, but lithium ion or polymer or some shit. But it's a battery pack. And this thing's the size of a fucking car, you know, like a typical sort of car battery, you know. It's a big battery pack and it weighs a fucking heap. And the battery itself, I think, like, I don't try to, like, lie and exaggerate and make things up, you know, unless there's a valid reason for doing so. But the battery is probably, from what I recall, and depending on whose prices and all this sort of stuff, but I reckon the battery itself is like, I don't know, $700 or $800, you know, probably, you know, might be more, you know, don't know, you know. And the box that the battery is in has all the charging circuitry, and it's got the inverter, and it's got the fan, and it's got all the cooling and all this other sort of shit. So it's a big plastic box. And the going rate for, you know, and they put out a fair fucking whack of power, you know, like it's not a little bit, it's a fucking lot. And they sell for around $1,300 to $1,700, you know, the battery box itself, right? So I sort of estimate that it's probably the battery pack, the power supply, you know, is probably kind of in the vicinity of around about $2,500 all up. And there's a lot there, you know. And so what this retarded cunt, and he's also brought a fucking 240 volt timer, you know. And I just looked at this man and I thought, he's carrying all this shit around in a backpack. so that he can cook a fucking meal for his son that the restaurant prepared for them. He can just reheat that, and that, so he can cook a meal for his son in a slow cooker that's not going to turn on until, like, you know, an hour or some shit before they get back, you know, from their hike. And he's got that, the food from the restaurant, and he's got, you know, he's deep frozen the food to fucking minus 18 degrees centigrade, you know, and he's put it in a slow cooker. Then he's bought a slow cooker on a fucking, you know, like a day type hike, in his, you know, day out there, a day there, and a day back sort of stuff. He's bought a fucking slow cooker, and he's bought, I think it's something like a 3,000 amp hour lithium polymer battery in a battery case, you know, so it can charge and discharge and convert the battery power into 240 volt mains, you know, and a fucking timer. You know, and that's a lot of weight, it's a lot of volume, and I could have bought the fucking, you know, the little gas cooker for like $20, 8 cans of gas, which would be a decent supply for a fucking, you know, for a couple of people for 4 or 5 days, if you just cook the meal, turn the meal on, cook it, turn it off, you know. And, you know, I could have bought, like, a brand new pot, you know, because if it's going to last for a long time, there's, you know, you can spend a lot of time fucking around with the opportunity shops and shit, but sometimes you're better off just getting a new one, you know, sometimes, you know. And if that and a wooden spatula, and if you look after it, you'll have it for life, basically, you know. And, you know, the gas stove, you buy two of those. One, if you live in a country area, you buy two. They're cheap enough, you know, so you buy one for on the road and one spare at home, you know, and say 8 cylinders, that's $40, or $20 just for one running, you know, and say 8 cans of fucking butane, that's like $11, you know, and a brand new pot, that's about $45, you know, that's, say, oh fuck, that's, say, $80 all up, you know what I mean? And this cunt's gone out and spent $2,500 on a battery pack, you know, so he can carry this huge fucking battery pack and huge fucking lithium polymer battery in a backpack to take his fucking son camping, you know. And he's bought, you know, and he's bought the slow cooker, and he's bought the fucking, you know, the deep, the really sort of, it looks like really expensive deep cycle kind of fridge freezer thing, you know, that runs out of the, you know, the cigarette lighter in the car, you know, it goes down to minus fucking 15 degrees centigrade or minus 18, you know. And I'm thinking, you know, and he's got his wife in tow on the phone, you know, and he's brought, you know, basically in Australia, if the water's clear and if it's kind of running, you know, it's drinkable, you know, so he's brought all these fucking iodine tablets to pop in the water, you know, and I just thought, you know, this cunt is he's the epitome of the brain dead fucking man, you know, who's cucked, you know, cuckolded by his fucking wife, and he's a good little brain dead sheeple consumer, you know. And I just want to fucking get the fuck away from it. And all he's doing is on his camping trip, I bought this brand this, and I bought that brand that, and I bought this brand thing from there, and you know he's just doing never ending product placements and product endorsements, you know what I mean, and he's growing his channel, and I'm thinking, you're a fucking moron, you know, total contempt for him as a person. Fuck, you know, oh, better bring the wife, see if I can get her approval, you know. Fuck. Oh. Anyway, enough for me.